Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question came to questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com from Lindsay. Lindsay says, we moved to a more affordable area a few years ago. It was a good half hour away from my established friends and family. I'd always looked forward to meeting new moms and hopefully new friends when my little guy entered the school system, just like my mom did when I was in kindergarten. I found it difficult to interact with other parents last year because the school dissuades you, for good safety reasons, from lingering on property at pickup and drop-off. And now, with COVID, I feel like it's going to be even harder to make connections at my son's school, and even outside of school, with the lack of group activities for kids and adults. What's a new mom to do? Is there any suggestions you have for making friends in this new day and age? I should also point out that I'm an introvert and it takes a lot of courage for me to approach someone new. Oh, Lindsay, I could tell. I'm glad I got this question instead of Margaret because I think extroverts, they like just walk up to somebody and start talking. It's a little bit harder for us. And so this is bad timing. And I think my first instinct, if it were me, would be to kind of turtle shell it a little bit. Like, well, I just have to get through this and pretty soon it will be over. But I actually just got a newsletter in my inbox this morning from Catherine Price. She runs a website and a group called Screen Life Balance, and I really recommend it. I'm going to put a link in the show notes so you can just scroll or tap right where you're listening right now. And I just read this morning, and I thought it really it was pertinent. She says, whatever you're experiencing right now is your life. It won't be your life permanently, but it's your life right now. So instead of thinking of this time as an unusual period before things return to normal, try to recognize that for as stressful or unusual as things might be right now, this is your normal, at least for the moment. I mean, she's right. We might be here a while. So let's start with the introvert thing. People like us who find it a little harder to walk up to somebody and just say hello, I found it useful to kind of explore what is it that I'm really afraid of? What's the worst thing that can happen? To have the mom say, no thanks, that's happened to me. To have a group of moms say, oh, we're going to have lunch later and, you know, walk five blocks down the street and nobody asks me to join them. Like that's happened to me. And it was painful in the moment, but you know, I didn't lose an arm. I'm still here. Sort of quantifying that's the worst that can happen if you take the risk takes a little bit of the fear out of it. The worst thing that can happen is for you to remain lonely and not have anybody to talk to, right? That's worse than having somebody be like, I'm actually kind of busy right now. In a way, this moment I think is an opportunity because all of us moms, and maybe the extroverts more, I think Margaret would say she is even more than you or me, hungry for connection and conversation. So this is kind of an opportunity because we're all going through this, we all have this same problem. So one suggestion I have is to send out a group email about meeting at a park. Pick a day like 2 weeks from now and you know, lead with like, this is so hard. You know, I really wish that my son could see his friends right now and I thought we could just get together and hang out. The kids can play and we can talk and set a date. Or say something like, a group of us are going to start walking the high school track after drop-off every Wednesday morning, even if it's not true, even if it's not a group of us, even if it's a group of you. Send it out anyway and If I saw that, I would hop on for sure as another introvert. I'd be like, okay, that's safe. That's allowed. I can show up. It's hanging out a sign like, people who need somebody to talk to, come over here. The other thing I would do is I would look on the Facebook groups and the other sort of message boards for your community. Some of my best and longest term mom friends, now that my oldest kid is 17, were made over the internet. And that provides its own, you know, strange thing when you've been sending each other chatty emails about your neighborhood and whatever the thing was you found each other on the internet to have in common, to say like, should we move this to real life? But I was just texting with one of those friends today. Those are real relationships. And sometimes for introverts, it's easier for us to find friends that way. We have an episode of this podcast. It's called Finding Your Mom Tribe. I'll also put the links in the show notes here so you can find that, because it has some good advice and why this is harder for some of us and easier for some of us. But I do think this is an opportunity. Everybody has the same problem right now. They're a little lonely. They're not talking to anybody. And if you suggest a solution, even if it's not perfect, even if one person wants to walk around the track with you, even if it becomes a springboard into something entirely different, even if you say, you know, let's meet for coffee and nobody comes, it will still have been worth it. And you're going to find, I think, a like-minded soul, but you just got to take the risk. And I think you will find an even more eager than usual receptive audience, which I hope will make it feel a little less scary. Let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.